Presidential race coming up in a few minutes, but we're starting with news from the World Health Organization. The medical branch of the United Nations has declared an international public health emergency, and it's because of the lightning-fast spread of the Zika virus. The emergency declaration is hoped to speed up international cooperation and research in fighting the virus. What's interesting about Zika is that unlike some other viruses spread by mosquitoes, so think malaria and dengue fever, doctors say Zika is not a clinically serious infection to many people, but it's been linked to an alarming increase in babies born with microcephaly, a condition that causes them to have abnormally small heads and serious developmental problems. Zika cases have increased in Brazil and French Polynesia, but to explore the history of the virus, you have to go to East Africa.
Armed with traps, scientists push into the Zika forest in Uganda. They've discovered around 70 types of mosquito here, some carrying deadly viruses.
So this is a very precarious climb up this tower. They need to get high up to try to get the different species of mosquitoes.
We're in an ecological hot zone where zoonotic diseases thrive.
So it's got a light to attract the mosquitoes and carbon dioxide coming off the dry ice. And we should get some overnight.
Yeah.
And they do. Mosquitoes that could be carrying yellow fever, dengue, and yes, the Zika virus. The forest gave the virus its name. Back in 1947, scientists discovered Zika by accident while studying yellow fever. Their rusted research station is still here. But Zika infected mostly monkeys, and human symptoms were mild. It fell off the map. A potential key mutation and an increasingly connected world sparked an outbreak half a world away.
With modern transport, which is very efficient, very fast, one person can be here today, gets bitten by a mosquito, and starts getting sick after he has traveled thousands of miles.
Now scientists are playing catch-up, looking closely at the Zika-carrying Aedes aegypti mosquito.
We do have to keep them under lock and key.
But in these labs, they've been mostly using their high-tech equipment to diagnose patients. They lack the funding to track emerging virus threats in the forest where Zika was identified.
For sure, we don't know completely what is in these forests. We have not done enough. We can't say we know anything. Every other year, we come across new viruses.
They say not nearly enough is being done to research viruses before they spark a global health emergency.